genuinely love it because there will be people who come to me with so much stage fright and fear of being in front of the camera or even raising their hand in a business meeting. And by the time we're done, they're like, wait, this is actually fun. Who knew that this could be fun? And then it's awesome to see their communities grow and their businesses grow, all because they're putting themselves out there a little bit more.
The Entrepreneurista Podcast Network presents Startups in Stilettos, your guide to getting your business off the ground.
We're your hosts. I'm Jessica Abo, media trainer and journalist.
And I'm Stephanie Carton, co-founder of Entrepreneurista, Socialfly, and Market. Each week, we'll talk to a new startup founder about how they turned their great idea into a business.
And then Stephanie and I will answer their questions about taking that business to the next level.
Get ready to grow your business and put your best heel forward.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for listening. Stephanie and I wanted to come together today and tell you a little bit about who we are and why we're doing this podcast, because after all, we love what we do, but we also love helping people. And we hope that this podcast is something that helps you on a daily basis, weekly basis. We just want to be that little voice in your head saying you can do it. So Stephanie, this was really your idea, and you're the queen of podcast ideas and business ideas for that matter. When you wanted to do this, how did you see this being different from your Entrepreneurista podcast?
And I do have to preface this, Jess, with our audience that the two of us, we are also best friends in real life and in business. And coming together and doing this podcast together is not only so much fun because we get to spend more time together virtually on Zoom. I wish we lived closer together, but we're always collaborating with business ideas. You know, you've always been helping me and the Socialfly and Entrepreneurista team with amazing media ideas and partnership ideas and vice versa. So to really get to come together and now share so many incredible startup stories of so many of the women that are part of our Entrepreneurista League community, it's just, I'm just so excited about it. So, okay, I'll go back to your question, Jess. So why did we want to start this podcast? So as many of you know, Courtney and I, my Socialfly and Entrepreneurista business partner, we have hosted the Entrepreneurista podcast for the past 3+ years. And our Entrepreneurista podcast really shares the stories of women founders and leaders that have already grown these really big companies, have been in business for many years, have a lot of insight and advice to share about growing these, you know, large startups that started from the ground up. And what I really saw and found was after talking to so many women that are part of our Entrepreneurista League community, women who reach out to me literally every single day wanting to chat, go on Zoom, pick my brain, and starting to hear their challenges, their startup challenges of starting a business now, like right now in 2022, and women who've started in the past 2 years, there's different challenges now and really amazing opportunities now to be starting a business. And I wanted a platform for these women to be able to share these stories and also get the chance to chat with the two of us and be able to have the opportunity to pick our brain and really flip the script and have them be able to ask us these questions. Because a lot of the questions that I'm hearing that women, you know, ask me all the time in part of my office hours in the league, people come and listen to these Zoom sessions live. So I'm like, wait a second, we can do this at scale, just like we did with the Entrepreneurista podcast, and share all of these stories of these startup founders and all of these questions that a lot of other startup founders have and put it on a larger platform. So that was my aha moment. Let's start the Startups in Stilettos podcast.
And then enter me. You called and said, okay, can you help me record some of these podcasts? And I said, sure. I actually thought I was stepping in for Courtney at the time. And then you're like, okay, great. And here's our press release. And here's our billboard in Times Square. And this is season one. And I was like, oh, okay. This is something we're going to do together. And I've loved working on it with you. And I have loved meeting the members of the league. They are extraordinary women doing extraordinary things. And I just, you know, my hat off to everyone who's in business, because it might look amazing and easy on Instagram, but anyone who's a business owner will tell you there are a lot of sleepless nights.
There are many sleepless nights and really hard times, ups and downs, but so many great moments. And I was talking about this the other day. I forget if this was at one of our Entrepreneurista events or if this was on a recording that we were doing, but I feel like every day there's just so many high highs and low lows as an Entrepreneurista. And what you have to really be able to do is just have this mindset to kind of stay even keel as these things happen and just keep going, stay focused, not let the high highs get you too much, not let the low lows get you too much, and just keep going and surround yourself with community. So Jessica, I want to know from you, you are such a wealth of information, really, for anyone that's trying to navigate the whole media landscape and speaking in front of camera for the first time. And by the way, I have to share with everyone, you media trained me the first time that I ever did a TV appearance. And I will never forget that, because we were sitting in a coffee shop and you were helping me and I was so nervous. So you are just so incredible at everything that you do. And you have such a very unique skill set that a lot of women really need your help to learn how to put themselves out there, speaking in front of an audience, speaking on a podcast. Can you share a little bit about your background for those of you who haven't yet met you?
Sure. And first of all the love right back to you, because you know how I feel about you, and I will definitely be gushing over you as we get into the podcast a little bit more. But I wanted to be Phil Donahue when I was 9 years old. And for a lot of the people listening to this podcast, they might have to ask their parents or their grandparents who that is, but he was like the IT talk show host when I was a kid. And I just love this idea that when I watched his show, I would get to hear people tell their stories, and the guest psychologist, or even Donahue himself, when they would weigh in, would make these people feel better. But I thought to myself, wow, anyone at home listening to this, you know, show probably feels better too. And that sparked the idea of be a storyteller, be someone who asks people about themselves, how they got to where they are, and be the bridge between people who have time and resources with the people who need those resources and that time. So that started my broadcast journalism career. I turned every report in school into a little broadcaster talk show. So as you can imagine, 9-year-old Jessica standing in third grade, everything had a microphone attached to it.
We like grew up together and were friends in elementary school, because we would have been like the best of friends. It's
Oh my gosh.
We didn't meet until our late 20s, early 30s when we first met.
And yeah.
Would have been best of friends growing up.
Oh my gosh. I would have been in the front row of every performance that you were in, and the fact that we both love Annie. I mean, I think before I knew how to do anything in life, I knew how to recite that movie. So I mean, there's just so much to go into here, but I just loved the whole broadcast journalism track. It took me to Burlington, Vermont, Lexington, Kentucky, Washington, D.C., Chicago, and ultimately New York, where I spent the last 10 years of my broadcast career working as an anchor and reporter. So I spent about 20 plus years in traditional TV newsrooms. And then I met Brett, who is my husband, who was living already in California at the time. And I joked that I lost the coin toss and came out to LA, but it was really easier for me to pick up my business than it was for him to relocate his. And I had always had an aspect of media training connected with everything I did. People in the newsroom would always say, like, why does it take you twice as long as the average reporter to come back with a story? But it was because when I was on location and I was in someone's house or in their office, if they were sweating profusely, I would stop the interview and say, you know what, let's get you a towel and dab your forehead. Or if I saw my camera light was reflecting in their glass lenses, I wouldn't do the interview. I'd say, okay, let's readjust the shot. So I always had media training in my bones. And it was when I moved out to California that I decided after my book tour that I would take more of a serious approach to media training. And now it's what I do all day, every day. And I genuinely love it, because there will be people who come to me with so much stage fright and fear of being in front of the camera or even raising their hand in a business meeting. And by the time we're done, they're like, wait, this is actually fun. Who knew that this could be fun? And then it's awesome to see their communities grow and their businesses grow, all because they're putting themselves out there a little bit more.
Want a chance to be on the show? We're currently accepting applications from our Entrepreneurista League members to be featured on Startups and Stilettos. Think of the Entrepreneurista League as your team members in what can be a lonely startup founder's journey. As startup founders, we may not get the luxury of a huge team from day one, but with the League community, you have a built-in support system. It's been proven that the only way you can build a successful startup is with a strong community. If you find yourself in need of that community, there's a place for you in the Entrepreneurista League. Our members are networking, doing business together, and forming real and meaningful connections. Head over to entrepreneurista.com/join to learn more. That's entrepreneurista.com/join. I can't wait to meet you and help you navigate your business journey. You definitely are the best of the best, and you have an incredible column that you do for entrepreneur.com too.
Oh yeah, that's well, thank you for that. But I do love helping people tell their stories. So I know how hard it is to get press, not only because I've spent my whole career as someone publicist pitch and people who are doing their own PR pitch, but when my book came out, Unfiltered, How to Be as Happy as You Look on Social Media, I hired a publicist to help me. And I know what it feels like to be the one people are pitching and how hard it is just to break through the noise. So I really try when we do these entrepreneur pieces to sit down with the person I'm interviewing and say, okay, what is a story you haven't told yet? What is the story that you hope the world knows about you and we can amplify? And those have been so meaningful over the last 5 years. I love doing them.
I'm just so happy that we're doing this together. We have so much to share, and I love telling all of these incredible stories of our entrepreneurista community.
Well, I sit here also as an entrepreneur who is launching a whole new part of my company. So that comes with a huge freak out portion of my day, which means I freak out in texts and through phone calls with you. And I always love how calm you are. And I love how gracious you are with your time. And I've always so admired how generous you are with what you know and your resources. And that's a bring to Entrepreneurista all of the time through the league, through your office hours, through the podcast, really through everything. So what were you thinking when you left corporate America? And looking back all these years later, what do you say to yourself in terms of how much you've accomplished? Because I know as entrepreneurs, we just really look at how much more we have to do.
I know. And I feel like every day I have all of these, Courtney and I have all of these plans for the growth of Entrepreneurista and what's coming next. And sometimes it is really hard as an entrepreneur to just pause and be like, wow, look at all we've done over the past 10 years and built. And it is important to have those reflection moments. I do remember, I think I've done that twice in 10 years. I do remember one moment when we were in our Socialfly office in New York City. We had just moved into our new office space, and you know, Courtney and I bootstrapped our agency business, Socialfly. We never raised any money for Socialfly, and we were doing a whole build out of this new office. We were doing these like glass windows in between some of the offices. And just so everyone knows, glass is actually something that we learned during the build out process. And of course, I negotiate everything was negotiating costs of glass. And Courtney and I still joke about that to this day. Maybe I'll talk more about the glass negotiation on another podcast, another episode. But I remember Courtney and I were sitting now, we had just, you know, opened the new office. We're sitting in her office in the back, and we have these glass windows, and we were looking out at our whole team. And I remember saying to Courtney, like, wow, like we did this, we built this, we've paid for everything ourselves. We've done this all, you know, the two of us plus with the whole community that we've built. Like, we didn't do it alone. We've always focused on, you know, joining groups and networking groups and organizations to cultivate this incredible networking community that we now have, that we've been able to open up to all of our league members. And Jess, like the two of us, we first met at a networking breakfast in New York City. And it was like love at first sight when we met as friends, and we became, you know, instant friends in life and in business. And you know, Courtney and I just saw over the years from, you know, running Socialfly and then starting other ventures as well, the importance of networking community. And we had joined all these different types of groups over the years. And we realized, you know, when everything happened with the pandemic in 2020 and so many women were reaching out to us, you know, needing help pivoting their business, so many women reaching out to us, they lost jobs during the pandemic or resigned from jobs during the pandemic and wanted to start a business. We really realized we had created this incredible community through our Entrepreneurista podcast, and we knew exactly how to create this platform and community of what the Entrepreneurista League is now, because we had been in everyone's shoes. We had done it, we had built it, and we've listened to our community reaching out to us and sharing what they needed. So we wanted to put everything together under one roof for the Entrepreneurista League, giving our members access to, you know, getting featured and getting press, like, you know, coming as a guest on Startups and Stilettos, getting featured on our website and on our Instagram and getting their business out there, giving them all the education and the tools and the resources, you know, my time and Courtney's time and office hours, and just really leaning into everything that we needed to build our business, giving it to all of these women so they could do it in a lot faster time than we did it over the past 10 years by giving everyone access. So I don't even know if I just answered your question, Jess, but when I talk about this stuff, I just get so passionate because I love helping everyone. It is just my favorite thing.
it comes through in everything you do. And everyone is so lucky that gets to have time with you, because the nice thing about you is you don't sugarcoat it. You don't just say, oh, poof, I had an idea. And there we had it, an office with a full team of people and the fanciest glass windows New York has ever seen. You actually say, oh my gosh, like, we didn't know how we were going to do that, or we didn't know if this was going to work. And I think that's something that is so comforting when you are an entrepreneurista, because it can feel so lonely when you go out on your own.
Absolutely. And community and connection and support is absolutely everything. And I hear it from members in our community all of the time. You know, women are reaching out to me. Saying, thank you so much for starting the league. Like, this is literally the best thing in my life. This is what I needed to be able to start my business. I was on a call yesterday on a Zoom with some of our new members, and she said, I would not have launched my Shopify store if it were not for the league. And just being able to help everyone make impact, give everyone these tools and resources, it's just, it's the best thing ever. And now being able to share everyone's stories on this podcast. So excited to be able to do this with you, Jess.
Same here. And I think what's humbling too is to remember that you and I are always growing and we're always learning. And for what I'm working on now, there was so much I didn't know. And you can have analysis paralysis and just not start. And I think just being in a community where we can support each other, share resources, say, wait, you don't have to do this all by yourself. There's someone out there who this is their expertise. Let us make the intro. I think that's what this is all about. So I'm so excited to dive into everyone's story with you and to help more people as they come on our show and answer their questions and get them business ready and camera ready and all of the things.
We're going to do it all together. So thank you all for listening. We are so excited to meet you and hear from you. If you are interested in being a guest and chatting with myself and Jess on Startups and Stilettos, be sure to join the Entrepreneurista League and fill out the form to apply to be a guest on the show. And we cannot wait to chat with you and be one of the best parts of your business journey. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Jessica, and we're here to help you
put your best heel forward. You've been listening to Startups and Stilettos, the show that highlights your peers in the startup world and meets you where you are to get you through your biggest challenges and towards your biggest goals. For additional episodes, extra content, show notes, and more, visit startupsandstilettos.com. Did you love this episode? Leave us a review and send us a screenshot via Instagram DM at Entrepreneuristas, and you can enter to win a one-on-one mentor and strategy session with me. We're drawing a new winner every month, and I cannot wait to meet you.